Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Heartbeat bills are gaining momentum. This year, with a new and hopefully consistent conservative majority in the U.S. Supreme Court, several states have seized the opportunity to advance pro-life legislation aiming to overturn Roe v. Wade. One type of pro-life legislation in particular is increasingly gaining momentum on the state level, heartbeat bills that ban abortion from the moment an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. Because heartbeat laws ban abortion prior to viability, a heartbeat ban could provide the basis for a case before the Supreme Court that could see Roe v. Wade overturned or severely limited. Currently, Supreme Court precedent under Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey prohibits states from banning abortion prior to viability. According to the Supreme Court's definition of the term, viability is the point at which the unborn child has the ability to survive outside its mother's womb. However, heartbeat laws ban abortion as early as 6 weeks gestation, far earlier than the court's viability benchmark. As a result, heartbeat laws directly challenge Roe's viability standard. So far this year, heartbeat bills have been introduced in 15 states. Two states, Kentucky and Mississippi, have passed heartbeat bills into law. Although a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Kentucky law from going into effect until a hearing can be held. The Georgia legislature has passed a heartbeat bill that Governor Brian Kemp is expected to sign. So far, heartbeat bills have also passed at least one house of the state legislatures in Missouri, Ohio, and Tennessee. Heartbeat bills have also been introduced in Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, South Carolina, Texas, and West Virginia. Several states have also introduced heartbeat legislation for the first time this year, including Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, and West Virginia. Already more heartbeat bills have been introduced this year than in any other year since the first heartbeat bill was proposed in the Ohio General Assembly back in 2011. A project page maintained by the Population Research Institute tracks the status and history of heartbeat legislation in every state where bills have been introduced. The Kentucky and Mississippi heartbeat laws passed this month would ban abortion from the moment an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. The only exception would be in cases to save the life of the mother or to prevent a serious risk of the substantial and irreversible impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant woman. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant signed the Mississippi Heartbeat Bill into law last month. And I quote, "We think this is showing the profound respect and desire of Mississippians to protect the sanctity of that unborn life whenever possible," he said. Doctors who violate the new Mississippi heartbeat law would be liable to a $1,000 fine, up to 6 months in prison, and a suspension of their medical license. The Kentucky heartbeat law would make aborting an unborn child with a detectable heartbeat a Class D felony, punishable in that state with 1 to 5 years in prison. More heartbeat bills in other states are expected to be signed into law before the end of the year. In Georgia, a heartbeat bill called the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act has passed both houses of the state legislature. Last Friday, the Senate passed HB 481 with several amendments strengthening the bill's original language. The House is expected to vote on the amended version of the bill soon, and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has indicated strong support for the bill. Unlike the Kentucky and Mississippi laws, the Georgia heartbeat bill would allow abortion in cases of rape, incest, and when the unborn child is, and I quote, "incompatible with sustaining life after birth," end quote. In Ohio, heartbeat bills had passed both houses of the state legislature in 2016 and again in 2018. But both bills were vetoed by then-Governor John Kasich, who argued that the pro-life measures were likely to be struck down by the courts. Ohio's current Governor Mike DeWine, however, has said that he will sign any heartbeat bill passed by the General Assembly. Ohio's 2019 heartbeat bill, SB 23, passed the Senate on March 13th and now needs only to pass the House, where a similar heartbeat bill passed last year with a veto-proof majority. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee has said that he will also sign his state's heartbeat bill if it is sent to his desk. In Missouri, a heartbeat bill also passed the State House on February 27th, with a companion bill currently under consideration in the state Senate. Heartbeat bills in other states where pro-life lawmakers have majorities in the state legislature are also working their way through the legislative process. Last year, Iowa had also passed a heartbeat law. However, a county judge struck down the law earlier this year, declaring the heartbeat law invalid under the state's constitution. In 2013, Arkansas and North Dakota had passed heartbeat laws as well, but the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, bound by the U.S. Supreme Court's precedent in Roe and Casey, was ultimately forced to strike down both laws. In 2016, the Supreme Court refused to hear the Arkansas and North Dakota heartbeat law cases, leaving the 8th Circuit's decisions in place. Some pro-life supporters in the last have criticized heartbeat bills for being too weak, for failing to ban abortion outright. Proponents of heartbeat bills, on the other hand, have argued that heartbeat legislation is useful from a legal standpoint in getting the Supreme Court to overturn Roe's and Casey's viability standard. U.S. Supreme Court watchers are also uncertain whether the Supreme Court would allow states to ban abortion completely, even with the two new conservative justices added to the bench. Just last month, Chief Justice John Roberts, who previously had been considered a reliable pro-life vote on the court, drew the ire of pro-lifers when he sided with the court's liberal wing to block temporarily a Louisiana law that would have required abortionists to maintain admitting privileges at a hospital within a 30-mile radius. In Casey, the court acknowledged that states have legitimate interests in protecting the life of the fetus throughout pregnancy. If states are completely prohibited from banning abortion prior to viability under all circumstances, this central holding of Roe, as the court in Casey called it, would have no significance. Moreover, the court in Casey conceded that the demarcation point of viability can change as developments in medical technology allow for infants to survive outside the womb at earlier gestational ages. But this is also a tacit admittance that the viability standard is inconsistent in its application over time. Allowing states to enforce heartbeat laws would be more in line with Casey's acknowledgement of the substantial state interest to protect the life of the unborn and would provide for a more consistent and certain marker than viability, as the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has reasoned. Additionally, the plurality in Casey claimed that there is no line other than viability which is more workable, but the presence or absence of a fetal heartbeat can be much more reliably, consistently, and clearly determined than whether or not an infant will survive outside the womb. Consequently, the moment a heartbeat can be detected is undoubtedly a more workable line than viability. The more heartbeat bills are passed into law, the more likely the Supreme Court will be forced to take a position on the constitutionality of these laws. And in doing so, the Supreme Court will likely have to dismantle its viability standard, a crucial step that would allow states to finally adopt significant abortion laws. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.